slump. You know, I don't think it's a slump. You know, you have some bad games, you have some good ones. And I can't say I never had three, like my first three, but to come back on a game like this, you know, I think it helped me out and my team.
So what was different?
What was different?
What changed?
Catching the ball, mainly. That's basically what it is. It's just catching the ball and beating my defender.
Hayden said you challenged yourself during the bye week, but they didn't have to do a lot of challenging. You challenged yourself because you have high expectations. So did you, in fact, challenge yourself, or how did you challenge yourself?
Yeah, I did challenge myself. You know, before we went on bye week, I came in on Monday before everybody, caught like 250 balls because, you know, every game I had drops. And I can say I'm not used to that. So I came in and caught balls. And throughout the week, once we got back to practice, you know, I tried to do a little more than what I usually do. And I did that. And, you know, my team's behind me. My coaches were behind me. They stayed on me. And, you know, I came out and had a great game.
Demaris, you get a congratulatory text from your agent saying, hey, thanks for making my job easier during this upcoming offseason.
Did I get one?
Yeah. Like, great job. It's going to be easier for me to negotiate a new deal.
I don't remember one. I was actually in Atlanta with him, but probably heard something similar to that.
You know, on a day when Peyton Manning gets his 500th, for you to set the all-time record for Broncos receivers in a single game, it has to be pretty special for you.
Very special. First off, you know, I got to thank my offensive line and my quarterback. Without them, nothing could have happened. And just to be a part of what Peyton has was special. And also coming out and having a franchise record day, especially, you know, I remember coming off the field, they dragged me off. I had to go talk to a couple of people. I didn't know what to say because I was still shocked.
You weren't aware of it as it was happening that you were close, that no one was silent?
I can't say. I'll just play. I knew a little when I was on the sideline, yeah.
Right. Demaris, where do you get those shoes, and are you going to wear them every game for the rest of the season?
I don't know if it's the shoes or the extra work, but I had somebody send them to me.
Demaris, the way they play, they blitz a lot and they leave those corners on an island and press. I mean, you challenge yourself because of how they play also, that you had to beat them off the line of scrimmage. That was the key to you today?
Yeah, that was a big key. The first meeting we had on about the Cardinals was offensive coordinator said, you know, receivers got to beat man-to-man press coverage, and because we knew they blitz a lot. And that's how we did. You know, we told the defense to press us, and, you know, offensive line was able to pick up blocks and get paid time to throw the ball. And, you know, whatever we did at practice, it paid off today. And, you know, I got to thank the offensive line, the offensive coordinator, to put us in the position he did.
Demaris, I think what we're hearing is you just spent a little more time focusing this week. So what was it that took the focus away at the beginning of the season?
I don't think it was focus. You know, I don't know if many people knew this, but the first thing was, you know, I had to play the slot because Welker was out, and I'm not used to playing that. So I knew that, you know, if it was like 3rd and 5, Peyton always went to Welker for that one. And I knew if I'm not open, he's going to be on me. So, you know, I was thinking, and then when I get the ball coming my way, I drop it, and the first one I drop, you know, I let it get in my head. I'm letting down Peyton. I'm letting down my team. So it was just being back in my position and being more comfortable.
How big an elephant is that to say not only letting the quarterback down, but letting Peyton Manning down?
Big one. You know, it was some big plays that, you know, we could have convert for touchdowns and first downs, and they made it closer games than what it should be.
Are you surprised that you weren't really messing with Patrick Peterson at all, or that he didn't cover you at all?
No, he had Emmanuel the whole game.
I mean, are you surprised, though, that you weren't going to, as the game unfolded, that you never...
I don't blame him for not checking from my first three games. Yeah, I ain't really did nothing.
Demaris, did you say anything to Cromartie? I mean, was he jawing at you?
I really don't jaw at nobody. You know, I was just playing. You know, after the game, he was like, you got the best of me. And that was about it. I just, you know, told him to stay healthy. I'll probably see you again.